This is Boston Public Radio. I'm Emily Rooney. Well, as you were just hearing, there is more bad news for the beleaguered tea this morning. A newly released state audit shows that the tea somehow lost $101 million in cash receipts over the past 5 years. The audit says the tea's automatic fare collection system shows that the tea recorded over $225 million in fares, but only deposited about $123 million. While the audit falls short of saying the money was stolen, it also reports that about 12 keys to fare boxes are also missing. The audit goes on to suggest immediate remedial action. And joining me now by telephone is Suzanne Bump, the Massachusetts State Auditor. Welcome, Suzanne.
Delighted to be here, Emily.
So this is a routine audit for you. It wasn't something that was commissioned, but were you surprised at these results?
Well, in fact, that this is a process of review that this office initiated years ago, and there had been previous audit findings about this automated fare collection system, and I think everyone would have hoped that that by now, in 2012, that the problems had been remedied, but the reality is that they haven't. They persist after many years and many millions of dollars.
Okay, so a statement from the T is basically saying, look, this is a software integration issue in the fare collection system. It is not a loss of revenue. So they're saying that this is a paper problem only. Are you buying that?
Well, we are suggesting that revenue has been lost. What we are saying, though, is that the MBTA has now spent $94 million on an automated fare collection system. And the technology cannot...
That's the Charlie card, correct?
Yeah, but it's the fare collection at the boxes, mm-hmm. on the buses and the trolley, where Charlie cards don't come into play necessarily. And they're supposed to have technology that will accurately count the money that's mm-hmm. deposited into the fare box.
Right.
It doesn't do that.
So you can put in less than the accurate amount and still get a ride.
Right. And we can't, at the end of the day, the fare box will say that X amount of dollars had been collected, and that may vary up or down from the manual count. And what we found that over time, over the period of our audit, which is 5 years, the variance is up to $101 million. So we have technology that doesn't work to accurately count the money that's being taken in. We're reliant upon a manual counting, which was supposed to have been eliminated once this new technology came into place. Additionally, that same technology is supposed to allow for the secure movement of money out of that fare box. And yet when we tested fare boxes, we found that 43% of them didn't recognize that the cash had been removed from the fare box. So,
all right, so describe that. So you take these fare boxes, and they've got money in them, mm-hmm. and walk me through that.
So there's a six-step process that involves, it involves the use of specific keys that get inserted, and at every step of the process, the action is supposed to be recorded by the software. And in 43% of the cases that we tested, it failed to detect that money had been removed from the fare box.
So the technology is
clearly failing the T.
And would
despite their good efforts to put in security, they have failed to accomplish
that. All right. If it failed to recognize that money had been taken out of a box, does that suggest that individuals, unauthorized individuals, might be able to take that cash and then it still gets counted in another way because the thing didn't register that it had been emptied?
You're right. From the broken keys to the flawed technology, the money is susceptible to theft.
And what about these missing, unlocated 12 keys to these fare boxes? What did the T tell you about that, or did you not ask them?
No, they have. They've been asked about it. There are broken keys. There are unaccounted for keys. And they, even before, in fairness to them, they are anxious to fix these things. At least in their verbiage, and they have moved already to address the situation. But as we point out in our audit, there have been failures of this system for a period of years, and at a cost of tens of millions of dollars, and it still hasn't been fixed. So this is a huge priority from our point of view for the new director.
Talking to State Auditor Suzanne Bump. Suzanne, what, if anything, did your audit find about fare jumping? Is that still a big problem, that people aren't paying the fare somehow or other?
Yeah, this is, we didn't look at that specifically. Related to that, though, one thing that we did look at that is a flaw in the way the T operates to collect fares is the so-called speedy boxes that they use on days
when
it'd be a big volume of folks coming through the system.
Like Marathon or the Red Sox.
Yeah.
So, describe those things, the speedy boxes. How do they work?
Well, so then, I mean, they rely on technologically deficient systems to just essentially trust people,
to put the
money in at an accurate amount. And they do this for good reason. I mean, I appreciate that they need to move large numbers of people through the system, but we're suggesting, there should be other ways of dealing with this. Making preloaded Charlie cards available at points other than the couple of kiosks in Kenmore Station to deal with the overflow from the Red Sox games. They have a very unsecure system there. It has indeed been susceptible to theft a few years ago. In fact, they found someone who was stealing, an employee, maintenance employee, who was stealing from the Speedy Box system. And so there's lost revenue there. There's an invitation to employees who are lacking goodwill to exploit the weaknesses in the system. This is a lot of money that's involved here, and it's a matter of public trust. And I hope that this second audit of this system will really prompt strong, decisive action.
Suzanne, I'm sure you got a chance to see the statement that the MBTA released right after your audit report came out. They're a little defensive. You know, they're saying, as I said earlier, they're saying it's a software integration problem, not a loss of revenue, so it's really a paper loss only. Then they go on to talk about the Charlie Card fare collection system and, you know, reconciling cash processing and all that. And they're talking about how they've reorganized their automated fare collection in recent months. So they're defensive. They're not saying you're wrong, but they're defensive,
right? Well, I don't blame them for feeling very beleaguered. Frankly, this administration inherited a problem that goes back to the Romney years. The previous audit pointed out that one of the problems is that the system of automated fare collection was rushed into use before adequate testing had been done. The administration at the T made an affirmative decision that they weren't going to put it through all of the testing that had originally been contemplated. And then they relieved the contractor of obligations under the warranty to ensure and repair the system when problems were found. So steps have been taken, and I don't want to say that the MBTA has been negligent about fixing it, but they haven't had the kind of sense of urgency that this audit suggests that they should have.
It's certainly discouraging. As we know, they've already got an $8 billion deficit. I keep wondering how that is humanly possible, but here's a start. You know, you lose $100 million, that'll add to it. Yeah. All right, Suzanne Bump, Massachusetts State Auditor. We've been talking about how the MBTA lost track of roughly $101 million from fare collection boxes. Thanks so much for being with us, Suzanne.
My pleasure, Emily. Thanks.